law enforcement officers have been shot. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Two officers killed yesterday at a small liberal arts college in Virginia.
The shooting Tuesday at Virginia's Bridgewater College being called an unspeakable tragedy by college staff, which involved two victims identified as campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson and campus police officer John Painter. The suspected gunman, 27-year-old Alexander Wyatt Campbell, has been taken into custody.
Fox's Laura Engel, another New York City police officer, has been shot, wounded last night while fighting off would-be carjackers in the borough of Queens. His injuries not life-threatening. Two suspects have been arrested. The funeral for slain New York police officer Wilbert Mora will be held this morning. Houston said goodbye yesterday to Charles Galloway, the Harris County constable shot to death during a traffic stop several days ago. Fellow Constable Ted Heap telling the mourners the attacks on law enforcement cannot be allowed to continue.
Those in authority who are coddling the criminals and enabling this behavior have culpability just as those who are pulling the trigger.
Two students were shot at a school in suburban Minneapolis yesterday.
One of the students succumbed to his injuries. The other student remains in critical condition.
It's Richfield, Minnesota Police Chief James Henthorne. After a search, two suspects were arrested, a gun recovered. Classes in that district are canceled today. Millions of people from Texas to Michigan preparing for a big winter storm to impact through Thursday. Some areas to get more than a foot of snow.
People are already stocking up on those storm staples like shovels, ice scrapers, as well as bread and milk. Gas stations around the area have also been extremely busy with people filling up their snow blowers with gas as well as their vehicles.
That's reporter Robin Murdoch at Fox 2 in Detroit. Airlines have already canceled more than 2,300 flights today. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The president meeting with leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday to talk about his upcoming Supreme Court's nomination.
President Biden invited the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Oval Office to discuss the upcoming vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I'm serious when I say it, that I want the advice of the Senate.
The president said he's looking for a nominee with the character and qualities of a judge.
Courteous to the folks before them and treating people with respect.
As well as someone with a judicial philosophy that suggests there are unenumerated rights in the Constitution.
And all the amendments mean something, including the Ninth Amendment.
President Biden has promised to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court and intends to announce a choice by the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin saying again he is still willing to talk to try and ease tensions over his troops at the borders of Ukraine. Tesla recalling nearly 54,000 of its vehicles because the self-driving software lets them roll through stop signs. Today is 2/2/22. Thousands turning out in a small town in Pennsylvania this morning to learn the weather prognostications of a rodent.
After a virtual Groundhog Day last year due to COVID, this year the celebration featuring the most famous rodent since Mickey Mouse returns in person to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Well, it's Groundhog Day again. And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob.
The legend goes, if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow today, that means there will be six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, we'll have an early spring. It's put on by the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, the guys who wear the top hats and tuxedos and pull Phil from his burrow for his take on the weather. In the run-up to today, the club has also held Lunch with Phil, Gobbler's Knob Got Talent, and the sold-out Groundhog Ball. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.